The new Call of Duty video game comes out November 4th. The concepts in that war game are similar to the modeling and simulation training tools the Department of Defense uses. Art may be another way to approach understanding and strategizing the future of warfighting. August Cole is Senior Fellow at the Brent Scowcroft Center on International Security at the Atlantic Council, and he is director of the new Art of Future War project there. He moderated a discussion with Dave Anthony, who's a big figure behind the Call of Duty video game series, and that discussion called The Future of Unknown Conflict. Some of the topics, August, first of all, thank you for being on the program. Some of the topics you addressed here are fascinating because we sometimes get into a vacuum, I think, of thinking that the Defense Department and National Security policy people are the only people with background who are looking at the future, and we learned at your discussion that's far from the truth. Why did you have a video game developer at your discussion here, August?
Well, in Dave Anthony, we have one of the preeminent architects of future world building, and he has done this in the context of creating a wildly popular video game. What Dave's message on creative process, as much as his own insights, arrived at through a wholly different way than a lot of the traditional national security community works, are invaluable. You know, what we're doing here at the Atlantic Council with the Art of Future War project is taking a year-long initiative to really work to change the way the military and defense analysts think about the future of conflict. It's such a complicated time in the national security environment. You've got super-empowered individuals, a resurgent Russia, emerging technologies like synthetic biology. I mean, cyber warfare, of course, is a staple of the headlines. There's so much focus on the current crises and issues of the moment that it's often really hard to find time to look ahead. And you know who's really good at doing that? People in the creative business.
Is there a way to go back and measure the way that they have predicted the future in the past to see how well their predictive abilities are? I mean, the track record, admittedly, that they have in the defense and to some degrees in the intel community to go up against is not that strong. So I wonder if there's any way to quantify that to be able to say, well, these guys appear to be better at it than we are.
I think it's important to give ample and very worthy credit to the individuals in the defense and intelligence community who are working around the clock, literally, to forecast future threats. What the creative community, particularly people like Dave Anthony, have is a wholly different structure around them to achieve their work, their goals. And I think that is really the difference, that the means of working are really the issue. And so when Dave Anthony, as he pointed out in his presentation yesterday, some of the Hollywood films that have looked at issues such as domestic terrorist attacks in casinos or hijacking of airplanes and turning them into essentially guided weapons, those sorts of ideas have been surfaced in Hollywood, have appeared on screen prior to them becoming international issues. And I think that's the sort of thing that we're talking about as evidence that Hollywood can, in fact, be quite predictive. It's easy to say that you have folks who are tackling these tough national security problems without adequate pedigree, without adequate academic experience or even operational experience. But I think you need to step back and look at how you can challenge the status quo with people who are using a whole different toolkit, and that toolkit is extremely useful, especially in looking farther and farther ahead than government currently can.
The event yesterday is fascinating to watch. We have a link to the video of it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon, August. But I want to pull back and look at this concept more broadly for a moment. What aspect of future thinking and future strategy do you hope at the end of the Art of Future War project you have occupied?
What I hope is to give somebody who has the very difficult job of predicting the future of warfare, who works, let's say, in the intelligence community, a new set of tools to go about doing their work. And that might mean, for example, having a far more collaborative approach to creative thinking than they currently can accomplish today. That might mean bringing in a true diversity of experts. One of the things that I've heard said is that often when in government and addressing these long-term forecasts and similar type projects, in many cases, there actually is not the kind of diversity of voices in the room or around the table, and that often forecasts are often used simply to justify current expenditures and resource planning. But when you see people like Dave Anthony, who built in his Call of Duty Black Ops game, a really compelling vision of a world in 2025 riven by a type of conflict that we have not obviously seen yet, but is linked into today's technologies, into today's forces of superempowered individuals, autonomous weapons systems, cyber warfare. You find that there really is a value to this method. So my hope at the end of the project, to return to your question, which is a great question, is that we're going to be giving people some new tools and helping validate even more creativity, to tell people within the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence bureaucracy, that this is something that is important and it should be recognized as such.
You have, I think, a fascinating background to take a look at this and to lead this project, too. Starting in 1998, worked at Market Watch covering defense issues, including the contracting community, then the Wall Street Journal reporting on the defense industry. And also, you're a fiction writer, and your area of expertise in fiction writing is national security and defense issues. How does that inform the strategy that you intend to take with driving this project and the way you want to present information to decision makers in the defense and national security community?
That's a really great question, and thank you for the very generous sort of recitation of my resume. The thing I think that I bring to the fiction world that I also have brought to this project is a rootedness and an anchoring in the facts that are so important as the building blocks for the future, that there are, of course, nearly limitless, boundless visions we could conjure up over, a beer and talk about what might be. But we have to, at some point, particularly in the resource-constrained, government situation, we're in, narrow down some of those futures. And that's what we're going to be doing. We aren't going to be simply crazy guessing at tomorrow, but really trying to scour and elicit the most interesting technologies, importantly, the most interesting characters and people who are going to help shape the future, and using those to do our predictive work.
The name, I think, it just the name itself signifies, too, part of the point that you're getting at, and that is the understanding that war has never been a science. It's always been an art, and understanding how that art will evolve or progress or mutate or however you want to think of it in the future is important to consider.
Art and war are intertwined, and I think it is something to recognize throughout history, whether it is the original tales in the Greek times, whether it is the combat photography that helped define our understanding of the Vietnam War, to the way soldiers today are using social media and other ways to express their experiences in combat. And so our hope is to take people in the artistic community, and that does not exclude people in uniform who are artists themselves in their own ways or in actual ways, to contributing graphic work, graphic arts work, contributing short stories, contributing some of the other creative avenues we're establishing to really elicit these views of future conflict. And what we really want to do is reach a new community as well. The Atlanta Council is very effective inside Washington, within the Northeast, even in Silicon Valley, but we want to go even beyond that community to bring in new voices to help enrich in this view.
It would be really easy, I think, to dismiss the lead-off of this discussion with the producer of a video game and creator of a series of games, but this is 2014, and I take from your synopsis on the Atlantic Council's website of this event, 500 people working for 2 years with a $200 million budget to produce this game, and the last number I could find for the Call of Duty series was $2 billion in gross receipts, which exceeds just about anything I've ever heard come out of Hollywood, August.
It's a sign of the stakes that people like Dave Anthony are playing for. And I know that is obviously at the most successful end of the creative community, but I think it underscores the rigor, the competitiveness, most importantly. When you talk to Dave, you're struck by how fiercely competitive he is in the intellectual space. And that is something I think that certainly should resonate with those who are incredibly focused on predicting the future of war already in government. If we can marry those two impulses to sync them up together, to be competitive, to win, so to speak, I think we're going to be very effective with this project.